Tonight, we discuss Sam's nomination. Is she really a lady? We also talk about Faisal's hard choice. Or is it? We talk about who goes home, the next HOH, and much more. And also, we're joined by special guest, Alex Lefebvre. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Every freaking time. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome. I'm going to... Last week, I did a horrible job turning the music down, and the chat room was like, the music's too loud, Adam, and I said, oh, we'll fix it in post. No problem. Well, I can't fix it in post.
Because I talk over.
No, because I'm...
Oh, you can't fix it in post.
It's all getting recorded to one track, so, I mean, once it's there, it's there. I mean, I can't... And my mixer has the capability of recording each thing to a different track, and I'm not using
Alex,
that capability.
Alex, I'm sorry. We hear about all of Adam's testicle problems every week.
It wasn't a techno. Anyway, I hope I got the volume correct this time. Anyway, I'm Adam, and I'm joined by Fatty. Hello.
Hi.
And we are also joined by special guest star this evening, Alex Lefebvre. Hello.
Guest star. I'm so flattered.
Well, you know,
right. You really are, Alex. I mean, you've appeared on Broadway.
I was on Broadway today,
like on the street
or yeah.
Both.
Oh,
yes.
Tell us what you're doing now.
I play for two shows this weekend. I played for Aladdin the musical and Anastasia the musical. So they're both running in New York. You can get tickets at AladdinTheMusical.com and Anastasia, I believe it's AnastasiaBroadway.com.
And you cannot get them at AlexLefebvreMusic.com.
Thank you, Big Fatty, for that plug.
No problem.
Yes.
No problem.
So you're doing, so are you the, so you play piano, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I didn't want to get that wrong. Whew. Okay. And are you like,
Have you not heard my happy music that he composed for me?
Oh, yeah, I have. I have Alzheimer's. Okay. I swear to God. Well, I mean, he could also be multi-talented and play other things. But
thank you. I have to say on the air, too, thank you to Big Fatty, who plays this music that I played for him almost every day on Big Fatty Online. And it has so tickled me. So thank you for those shout outs. It means a lot.
Oh, well, just wait for tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I don't want to rain on your parade or anything, but he really needs content. So anytime anybody sends anything, I mean,
Alex knows that. All right, Adam, you go fix the testicle problems. I'm going to ask Alex some questions.
Oh, well, okay. Well, they're fixed, I'll listen.
First of all, Alex, are we fucking up your name?
No, it's perfect. Lefebvre. Nobody can say it right, but you guys have it down pat. So
I was tempted to say Lefebvre or something, you know, something very French. But I'm like, no, I don't think that's it. And with my Southern accent, nothing sounds right. So
I can't really say it either. In fact, my parents say Lefebvre. So
what?
Yeah, right. Yeah. My parents are Lefebvre. And I think my brother goes by that, too. My grandparents were Lefebvre. But I went to French and they were like, oh, Monsieur Lefebvre. And so I was like, well, I'm Lefebvre. So we're going with that.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
all right. So, Big Brother, you're a fan, obviously, because you watch the show.
Correct.
Would you consider yourself a super fan?
No, I'm not a super fan.
All right. How many years have you been watching?
I would say in reality trash TV lexicon, I have a PhD in RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
I can tell you every single episode, who was on it, who went up. I know everything there is to know about RuPaul's Drag Race. And I would say I'm just starting my undergraduate minor in Big Brother.
Okay.
First watched Big Brother, the recent celebrity edition, because Ross Matthews, who is a frequent guest, judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, was on it.
Right.
And should have won.
Oh, my God. Yes, he should have won. Thank you.
Should have won. And that's how I started with Big Brother. I'm like, oh, this show is very entertaining. So after that was done, I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to watch the next season. And here we are.
So you're still losing your regular people virginity.
Yes. This is my first regular season that I've watched.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And are you subscribed to the live feeds?
I'm not, but I have seen a couple of the After Darks.
Okay. So you watch the Pop TV.
I do. I've tried to, I've even tried to tape it last night and it just, my DVR was not cooperating.
But, I hate it when that happens.
Right.
So, all right. And you obviously are enjoying it.
Yes.
Now,
it's a really good show.
We established before we went on the air that you have a Mac, as all good homosexuals.
Is that a new question? Anyway, we're asking people which operating system.
So I assume you have an iPhone.
I do. You may have heard it just signal. I had an email a minute ago.
That's all right. It's probably Aladdin. But y'all, the only person to ever be on But First who gets emails from Aladdin. But anyway. But do you have a Big Brother app?
I do not.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't gotten that far deep yet. But yeah.
Okay. Well, Big Fatty is really deep into the Big Brother.
I've been watching since, and you just happened to see on Twitter that Adam and I were doing the podcast, and you just popped in the chat room one night, huh?
Yeah, I decided. You know, it was your first show, I think. And I've listened to both of your podcasts and enjoyed hearing about, you know, life at the villa and retirement and trumpet songs at birthday parties and trips to the Philippines. And I was like, well, I like both of these guys. They're entertaining and they're commenting on this show I just started watching. Why don't I pop in?
Okay, now, Alex, you realize that people were real impressed by everything you've said until you said that you like Big Fatty Online and enjoy it. And so, all right, how did you get involved in the Pride 48 community?
Well, because I got my PhD in RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right,
I started listening to Drag Race Recap when they did season 7 with Joe Batance and Daniel Brewer and Donna Sugars, who, if Joey Buhecker is listening to this recording or live, should know that not having Donna on his podcast is such a sin unto humanity. And I enjoy her so much.
You should see her live.
I would love to. But yeah, that's what happened. And then it kind of tangentially, I went, because of Daniel, I started listening to Dubious Intent and then went to Geeky Gay. And I started listening to Cocktails and Cream Puffs until Donna got dismissed.
Oh.
And, you know, that's kind of what happened. And so Big Fatty, I started listening because Daniel was on his goodbye show, said your name about 10,000 times. So so that's kind of how I got sucked into everything.
So you've been listening for maybe a year or so?
Yeah, I'd say it's about right.
Wow. Okay. And all right. And
well, I try.
There it is.
I try to do my show infrequently, so you don't have to listen to as much. So that's why you'll go, you know, a month without hearing from me. You know, it's less endure.
I do 20 minutes a day so that people can figure out where the double speed button is.
You know, everyone's so sad that you're ending in less than a year. I don't know
it's
why.
260 episodes. Yeah.
Actually, at double speed, it's going to be, you know,
it'll be here before
four
you know
months
it.
For me.
So,
bro,
anyway,
loves
all right.
In the chat room that he also loves Donna Sugars.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, all right. So, we're here to talk about Big Brother. Adam.
Yes.
Adam has a thing that I'm supposed to look at,
but you don't
follow along, but I don't, but he mainly does it for him anyway. So what's first on the Trello?
Well, I'm not there yet. I was trying to get there and I said I can't
Alex,
multitask.
Would you like to ask us anything while Adam is figuring that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
I would love, are you ready, Adam? I would love to know what is the number one thing you guys are looking forward to seeing in New Orleans?
Hustlers.
Well, you'll see them.
I don't know.
I know just the place.
I've been to New Orleans several times. So I'm actually, you know what? I am looking forward to seeing all the other Pride 48 folks the most.
You took my answer.
I'm so sorry.
But Yeah, the Pride 48 folks, but you're talking about New Orleans proper.
Yes.
Have you been to New Orleans?
Yes, I was there about 2 years ago. I loved it.
Was it during Southern decadence?
It was not.
Okay. This will tell you something. I believe the last time I was in New Orleans without my family was at a Southern decadence, my only Southern decadence, and it was the year that Princess Diana got killed.
1998.
Okay. So it's been, what is that, 20 years?
20 years.
So 20 years since I've had the horror tour of New Orleans. Wow. Did you have a favorite establishment that you enjoyed in New Orleans?
No, not particularly. I just thought the city was really fun. I loved the food and I thought the people were great. I loved the music. I mean, obviously that appealed to me as a musician. So,
right.
There's lots of great jazz music abounding. And yeah, it's a fun place.
Did you hit the gay bars also?
I did not hit the gay bars. I was with my husband and my in-laws. So we had a very, very tame New Orleans trip.
Well, tame as New Orleans goes, right? So you stayed in the straight area.
I believe so, probably. Now,
did you see any tits?
I don't know that I saw tits, actually.
Oh, really?
You only see those in February, right? I mean, you only see those during Mardi Gras, right?
Oh, no.
I mean, people don't just walk around with their boobs out like all year long.
People stand up on the balcony and say, show me your tits.
I have seen breasts in New Orleans, and I, you know, that is one thing that I could do without, to be honest. Anyway, speaking of Big Brother.
Speaking of big tits, we have Miss Ann Thrope in the room tonight. So anyway, go ahead.
All right, so let's get started with the last we met. What happened after that is some nominations happened. So if we remember that Sam was...
I spoiled those.
I know, you spoiled those. Sam was the head of household. And so I had a couple of notes. So I went back and rewatched those episodes today so I could take some notes. And so I'm just going to read my notes and then we can, you know, have a little bit of a discussion. But first of all, I did not like the way Sam, she's all like, the ladies treat the men bad and I'm an old fashioned girl and yada, 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 and all this kind of stuff. And she's empowered because she is a lady. And oh my God, I hated that. And then Faisal. Let's talk about that. So what did you guys think? And I don't remember what happened yesterday. So I have no idea if we talked about this already. But what did you think about, Alex, what did you think about the way Sam acted about her nominations?
Well, I just didn't like that she didn't stand behind it. I kind of agree with her. Like, the girls are falling all over the guy. I mean, I would too. So I'm not judging the girls for doing this. But they are certainly, like, hanging all over the guys and playing the, like, I'm flirting card, which Sam has not done. But then as soon as it was over, she's hugging them and like, oh, well, I didn't mean that as offensive. That was a very offensive thing to say. You drew a line in the sand and now all of a sudden you're going to be buddy buddy. I was like, if you're going to say something that strong, stand behind it and be like, yep, you're acting like sluts. I slut shamed you. Call it a day. And she didn't do that.
Well, and then Faisal went up to the HOH room and she's hugging on. He's hugging on her.
She was all over him. That is so hypocritical.
All on top of her. And I mean, I'm going.
She's like, you can stay here as long as you want to, Faisal. I will love you as long as you stay here. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. What is up? You are such a hypocrite. But she did. No. Caitlin came up to Sam after the nomination ceremony. And she tried to apologize and say, you know what, if I have been acting that way. And Sam was cutting her off and saying, actions speak louder than words. We don't have to have this conversation. So I felt, you know, I felt like she wasn't being all nice. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
It was a little preachy.
Yeah. I'm like, what year is this? Seriously? But she's from, well, I don't want to impugn, is that the right word? Anyone, but... Isn't she from West Virginia? I mean, I think they're pretty, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about anyone, but I know I'm from Arkansas, but
I'll whisper them a little bit further down on the list
as far as, you know, being, you know, with the times. Anyway, so Faisal says he doesn't know what to do if he wins the veto. I think he does know what he wants to do. And then Rockstar was really upset about it, as she always is. And she was talking about, how can you talk about female empowerment and then put up two women? And Casey also didn't like what Sam did. So I'm in good company. So I did not. Okay. Sam is on my team for the contest. And I didn't expect her to act that way. I mean, I did not expect her to act that way at all.
Southern Virginia, Archer says.
Well,
is where she's from.
Okay.
That's different than West Virginia.
It is different than West.
Closer to North Carolina. That's closer to Bro Lover.
So, and Tyler, as usual, tried to get right in there and have influence. Who are you putting up if there's, if somebody wins the veto and takes somebody off? Oh, here's who I think you should put up, et cetera, et cetera.
It really pisses you off that I have him, doesn't it?
I love you, Fatty. Whoever you have, it's fine. Uh-huh. I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, right. You may win the very first inaugural contest of Butt First,
okay.
But it's not anything against me. It was because of the coin toss.
We'll get to the team stuff in a few minutes, but Alex, you picked a team, didn't you?
I sure did. I have a team and all my team members are still in place.
Okay. You and I haven't had to.
Okay.
Had to,
we're talking about the
redraw.
Contest at the end. Okay. We're talking about the contest at the end. So anyway, so there was the, you know, do either of you have anything else, any comments about the nominations?
Anything
themselves?
Else about nominations, Alex?
No, I just think Sam was acting. She said she was old fashioned and then she dressed like a 1950s pinup with the red lipstick and stuff. I mean, she just seemed, she's one of those people I have not figured out yet. So I kind of enjoy her being on the show for that. But she's not my favorite person at present.
She looked like Rosie the Riveter to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, almost exactly like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other thing I had on the nomination.
I kind of liked her look at Eviction Night. I thought, well, look at there, the country girl. You can dress her up, you know.
I liked her look. I just don't like her actions. One other question, though, for the two of you. Do you think, I know she was acting all holier than thou and, oh, I'm a lady and like all this stuff. But do you think it might be more that she's jealous of those two girls than actually being so bothered by how they act? Because I think she likes the two young men that she was accusing them of hanging all over.
It's an interesting perspective, but I don't really think so. I think that she thought that that was her way. She didn't really, the expression that nobody likes, get blood on her hands. And I think that was an easy out for her to pick the two girls who are acting. I didn't see it as jealousy, but I could be wrong.
By the way, I hate that expression. I don't know when that started, but I wish they'd stop saying that.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't like that.
Blood on your hands.
But no, I think she looks at all of them in the house as children.
Mm-hmm. All right, well,
that's my opinion.
Let's talk about the Faisal situation. So,
which one?
Well,
speaking of children,
I mean the whole situation where Faisal is. First of all, who did he really want to stay? Did he know that he wanted Haley to stay the entire week and was just playing wishy-washy, you know, right? Because if you remember at the beginning of the season, he was all about Haley. And then she didn't really, I don't know what happened there. They didn't really focus a lot on it on the actual episodes, but something happened. Either they decided they didn't want to be too clingy because they didn't want to be a showmance, or she decided she didn't like. I mean, I'm really not clear. But then he started hanging out with Caitlin a lot. And then he promises both of them that he's going to save them. And then he's crying in the diary room at one point, like getting all sad. And then all of a sudden, boom, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm, you know, he's made his decision. And then he's, you know, I just I don't know. I didn't know what to think about that. Like, I feel like he might have known the entire time and he was just trying to act torn.
Alex?
Well, I was going to let you take the lead on that one. I think he, I honestly think that he did like Caitlin. I think that they were friends. And I think his head above his shoulders was thinking that she would be better for his game. But then I think that it came to a certain point where the head that was between his legs started saying, well, I think Haley would be better for me to have around. And I don't know, I'll make it work with the game. Like, I've got JC who's hanging all over me. I can kind of manipulate things with some of the girls in my alliance. I'm going to keep my squeeze here and let this crazy go, even though she's my friend.
I think you hit it right on the head, both heads. Yeah, that was a between the pants decision.
Yeah, but I
and but Caitlin thought she was a between the pants decision also. Caitlin's view of their relationship was very different than Faisal's view of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, and by the way, I'll wait.
Well, and Caitlin, you know, she one thing that kind of always irritated me is, oh, this intuition she has. And I'm giving air quotes, you know, I know this isn't a video podcast, but she says at one point when she finally realizes that Faisal has promised both of them, there's this moment where they're like laying on the bed or something. And then they cut to a diary room of her and she says, well, I just noticed this vibrational shift in the air or something like that. And then,
by the way, if I can interrupt you just one second, Adam, I don't know if you knew this or not, but vibrational shift was Antivirus stripper name, back, during the earthquake of 1832. Anyway, so
ladies and gentlemen,
put your hands together for vibrational shift. Okay. Yeah, never mind. Exactly. If only we had a musician here that could have pounded that out for us.
Spender. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, all right. So, he made his bed and all hell broke loose and, you know, it was the end of the world. Oh, it was melodramatic and oh, Romeo, bleh, you know, blah, blah. You know, you've killed me. You've broken my heart. You've lied to me. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, we don't have enough information to be able to make this prediction, but I would guess that Haley does not like Faisal in the same way that he likes her, and that she's just using the fact that he likes her to get further in the game. I mean, nothing,
which would prove Sam right.
Nothing in the show has really pointed to that. But I just don't get the feeling from her. She doesn't seem like she's crushing on him. I mean, it could be all about editing. Who knows?
But here's a question for you guys. So my husband does not watch Big Brother, but tonight I was like, I'm going to be on a podcast about Big Brother. So you have to watch it with me. And we watched the show and I asked him, I said, do you think that Faisal is attractive? And he said, yes. He's like, that pockmark is kind of distracting me. But I think that he is an attractive guy. And I do not think that Faisal is an attractive guy. So what's your guys' take on that?
Yeah. I think he's, but I like that look. I call that the Middle East. It's sort of a Middle Eastern look, I guess, or maybe that's not the right geography. It's the Mexican look, you know. So I think he's good looking.
I can see that people would find him attractive, but I like a different body type. I mean, he is an attractive guy, but he's too beefy for me. Like I don't usually go for guys who are, and he's not fat. I mean, it's muscle, but I don't usually go for the thicker guys. I normally go for thin guys. So
I don't think he walks around like Brett does thinking, hey, look at how good looking I am. I think he's, you know.
Right. Now, Brett, they have to keep Brett on the show for me. Do not send him home. Oh my God.
But now, I hate
is that because
hate
of
that
the body or the ugh. Or the face or the attitude
the
or
every,
all of the above?
He did this. It was, I think it was maybe last week when he did the titty bounce where he was like, he said, oh, this show's going to get real boring if I go home because everybody likes looking at me. And he bounced his pecs up and down. And I was like, yes. Yes, indeed. You've read my mind. Stay on the TV.
Okay. So that was the inappropriate touching moment for Alex. Okay.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, okay. Sure. He has a nice body, but I hate his attitude. I hate his... He's so full of himself, and I can't stand guys that are full of themselves. I just... Ugh. But yeah, I mean, he's not... If I never heard him talk and didn't know how arrogant he was, sure. Or if right. I had, you know, videos of him not talking, doing things that I wanted to watch. I don't know, though. He's not on
you
my
just
team,
don't
though,
like the
so.
Bros.
No, I'm not.
Now,
I'm
did you like, I assume you liked Winston also then.
I did not like
Alex.
Winston looked crazy to me. He had crazy eyes. So I don't know. There's something a little off-putting about Winston. And it was like, especially because every shot he was next to Brett. So I was like, it's kind of like the ugly sister hanging out with the beautiful, you know, it's like, oh, aww. Well, sorry, Winston. If you were on your own, I might've been into you, but every shot you were next to Brett and just didn't do it for me.
Okay. So Faisal made his decision, took Haley off the block. And then we had the moment when Sam was doing her speech for her replacement nominee.
Yeah.
You remember that, Alex?
I do.
And?
I thought it was dumb. I mean, it was like, just put JC up there. What the heck was that about? And then she tried to cover it up later. Like, oh, well, I was never going to put you. Yes, you were going to put him up. You thought about it. And then she put up my girl Rockstar, and I got annoyed with that because I really do like Rockstar. So,
wow, someone,
I was not
no,
a fan of that.
No one so far has been in the Rockstar camp. So that's a new one for us.
Yes, right. I'm a Rockstar fan. She's on my team.
Okay.
So I,
and,
you
but
know.
So is JC.
Yes, they both are.
I did not think that. I was confused, first of all, by her speech because she had never mentioned JC to anyone, but she had mentioned Rockstar. And so I thought she was just going to put Rockstar up. And then, you know, I don't know, but maybe that's just because she was being tight-lipped. Because at one point, Tyler was trying to get it out of her. Like, who are you going to, you know, they had tossed around Rockstar, but then he went back in the room at some point closer to the ceremony or closer to the veto. And said, you know, what? Who are you thinking? You know, let me toss some names off of me. Let's, you know, let's talk about this. And she's like, I'm not telling anybody, even you. And, you know, so maybe she did have that as a plan, but I'm glad she didn't because JC's now on my team as well.
Oh, welcome to the fold.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because Winston got evicted. That's right. Okay. but all right. But I thought JC... I would never put you up, you know, or whatever he said. I would never. This is just uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable for me. So anyway, and I agree with Rockstar. Why me? There are all these other people in here also.
Well, yeah, that's the truth.
Me. And I guess she was just an easy.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's...
Well, she had been doing the crazy pots and pans and all that kind of stuff, too. So.
Right, but what's his name last year won the game, and he was known for doing that all the time. You know?
I didn't like him last year.
Well, no, I didn't like him.
That, so.
It bugged me.
The problem with Rockstar is I often think that she would be the adult in the room. That she would be the one to be like, all right, you all are acting very petty or immature. And then the fact that she brought out the pots and pans and put the target on her back, I'm like, come on, Rockstar, don't you know better than that?
Right. What if your kids had done that, you know?
Yeah, apparently she does on her daughter's birthday.
And she cries too much. She cries. I mean, it's just more for her own game. You don't want to cause discomfort with other people in the house. So you're crying all the time or banging pots and pans or, you know, whatever. People are going to like, but she's not really a threat. So I also don't know why she's so easily just tossed up there, you know.
All right. By the way, Joe in Dallas is joining us tonight for the first time. And he agrees with you, Alex, that Winston is pretty, but his bio is douchey. I mean, I think that that's kind of how you thought about him, too. Yeah.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
So then we had the eviction night. And there's Julie, and it's time to vote. And the thing that got me is all week long, all we heard from JC was, oh, we got to get Caitlin out. 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 And then it's voting time. JC, go to the diary room. I vote to evict Rockstar.
What? Well, you know, and that confused me as well. And then, but when you watch tonight's episode.
Well, I know, but let's just take it on okay. face value for that evening.
I had no, because they didn't, I saw no mention of him scheming with anyone. They didn't have any footage of him saying, oh, I'm going to do, you know, X, Y, Z. I'm going to, there was nothing like that. The only thing that we see of him is, I can't stand Caitlin. She's too much of a, whatever they call it, we can't predict what she's going to do. I don't know. I have no words. And so he's like, I'm voting for her out. And like the whole level six or level five or whatever they call themselves, they're in that room together, whatever they call that room. And they're all like, no, we really need to vote Rockstar out because Brett wanted to. And JC is just like, nope, I'm not going along with you guys. I'm voting Caitlin out. And then I don't know.
I'll tell
Alex.
You what. It's because JC is gunning for the win. JC never, never underestimate somebody in the LGBTQ community. And he is 5 feet tall and he's Latino. This man knows how to survive. JC is going to take the whole thing. He was like, I am not even telling to the production what's going on. I'm just going to swap my vote on the live TV. And he did. He's gangster.
So you're saying he is the Ross Matthews of this summer?
Oh, yes. But hopefully he won't get, you know,
right,
hair
right.
sprayed.
Right. Oh, very good. Very good reference there. And Brett even voted to keep Rockstar. That surprised me. Mm-hmm. Or what? Now, Alex, what do you think of my idea where they just say by a majority – Rockstar, you are, or Caitlin, you are evicted, and not tell the vote.
Well, this is the one thing I think I would disagree with you on, Big Fatty. I think that it's nice to know, and I'll tell you why. This uh-huh. week was a good example when they were like, it's 8-1, or whatever uh-huh. the numbers were, and there's that one vote. That caused a lot of drama, and that was not great for your boy Tyler either. But we wouldn't have had that drama if it would have just been a majority. So.
Well, I agree with you on that, but okay.
It adds a little bit of drama.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It does add drama, and that I'm assuming that's why they do it. You know, everything they do is
about drama. What else do they have to talk about?
I was going to say, well, that's the whole show. I mean. Do we really need another? Well, anyway,
why not?
So, and then the power app got played, and
you know,
Caitlin was sent to the app store.
Can I just say before we go into that, I just found this annoying. I mean, it's a very nitpicky, small little thing, but Julie comes on the microphone and says, you know. The power app is in play, and Caitlin like drops to her knees and puts her hands on her face and starts bawling. And I'm like, wait, you knew that the power app was going to be like, what? I mean, why are you crying? Why are you putting on this big show all of a sudden? Like, oh my God, maybe I'm saved. You've been knowing all week. You know, that there was going to be a power.
Is an actress. Not half of what she was doing was not real. The thing about Caitlin was, and every time I watched an episode with her, I'm like, I can't stand her. And then I started thinking to myself, you really don't like the character she's playing right now, because I feel like we didn't get to see, more than the other house guests, we didn't get to see the real Caitlin. So that was just a perfect example of her being an actress and getting her moment. So
it was her moment in the spotlight, and boy did she fuck it up.
Well, then, and that, oh my god, that was the easiest puzzle
ever.
That puzzle was, I mean, I wasn't there, but this is like something you would give to a 3-year-old.
I saw this puzzle and I went, well, that must be in 30 different pieces. And it was in what, like 6 pieces?
Yeah, if that.
Well, here's the question. Would you have done it that you took the puzzle apart and put the pieces, not haphazardly like she did, but put them in some sort of semblance through the door? Or would you have set up the puzzle on the floor in the new room immediately before trying to stack it up? Or neither?
I'm not sure what I would have done.
I don't know what order, but I just feel like, I think her strategy was okay. I just don't know why she couldn't get that little piece to fit. I mean, she tried every way but the right way. I mean, there was that one little leg piece that she kept going around and around and around and not being able to get in place.
Are we talking about her and Faisal or the puzzle?
No. Yeah. Oh, well, that too. But I mean, I think putting it together on the floor at the beginning would have been an okay strategy. But the problem is, can you, I don't know how heavy it is, and can you pick it up and keep everything together?
Apparently not. She like was sobbing and saying she couldn't lift it. Poor Caitlin.
She lost that. I mean, that was not a hard
puzzle. When I saw that she had 2.5 minutes and I saw how few pieces of the puzzle, I'm going, that's the easiest damn way to stay in the house ever. And then she couldn't do it.
I will say this in Caitlin's defense. She had a lot of mumbo jumbo intuition. Like, they even put that stupid third eye on her forehead during one episode, which I could never not unsee. But the thing about her, in her exit interview, which I think you can watch on CBS.com, which is where I saw it, she said that it was for the greater good. That yes, she messed up. Yes, you know, this didn't go the way she wanted, but there's someone outside of the house who needed her more than her being in that game. And I actually took that really to heart. And I thought, you know, all those things that we get so upset about in our lives that they don't go our way, if we can think about it like that, that maybe this happened so that I can be someplace else for someone else, that's a really beautiful way of looking at life. So I have to give it to her for that.
Well, and that brings me to the point I was going to make earlier, but I decided to wait till right now. You know, she had a boyfriend. Did you hear that I said that in past tense? Had a boyfriend.
Oh,
because
I didn't.
He has dumped her.
Maybe because she gave hand jobs to Brett.
Oh, maybe that was why. Okay.
Wait, did she? No.
Did she really?
Did she give a hand job to Brett, or was that a joke?
No, that's serious. Look that up. Google that.
Oh. All right, chat room, we need to see.
If she really gave a hand job to Brett, then I take everything back that I said about Sam. Because if those girls are in there like trading sex for votes and stuff, you know, I mean, if you're just being friendly and like flirting or whatever, but
how do you know that?
Well, I did also hear that rumor looking on the Twitter that Caitlin's boyfriend called it quits. And I was like, well, why did that happen? So I started Googling, and you can see a video of the live feed of Caitlin lying next to Brett. And then there's somebody who's like putting their finger on the spot where it looks like her hand is touching something. But I'm not saying it happened, but there was at least some heavy petting going on.
Okay.
So, there's something.
In other words, Caitlin has been where you would like to go.
Oh, but I would have done it much more expertly.
Well, yeah. So, anyway.
You would have woken up. But yeah, that's a video worth watching, gentlemen. So
now, Alex, what did your husband think? think of Brett. Did you tell us that?
Yeah, he wasn't that into Brett, actually. He was okay. Like, meh. He actually, I think, would have chosen Faisal over Brett, which is why I wanted to know what you guys thought about him. But
okay.
He was like, meh, it's okay.
Okay. Well, JC is probably my favorite because I don't know. I like short guys and I like, you know, little petite guys, and he's that. I find him very attractive. And then Tyler is probably my next. Just because, you know, he's more. I don't like his hair. I mean, a lot of people really do like his hair, but it reminds me of Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
So I can't get over it. Like when he has his hair all poofed out, I'm just wanting him to like bust a watermelon on the floor or something, or whatever Carrot Top used to do. I don't know, you know, pull something out of a trunk and I don't know, make a joke.
Yeah, I agree. I'm into most. I don't really like. I'm not into Faisal all that much, and I'm not into Scotty. Sorry, Scotty, but the other guys, I don't think they're all pretty attractive.
Do you think Scotty is gay?
I could see why you would think that, especially with the whole Brett being charming thing, and even in Brett's stupid speech where he made fun of Caitlin's intuition, he started that off kind of with the flirting with Scotty. So I feel like Brett's very aware of that, which is interesting for his game. But but I don't know. I don't know that Scott. I think he's. I don't think Scotty's figured anything out yet. I wouldn't be surprised either way.
Okay. All right. So we move to. They ran out of time on Thursday night.
Yep.
They basically said, see you, Caitlin. Watch the rest of it on CBS.com. And then we get to tonight. And we have what, if you ask me, it was the dumbest head of household competition I have ever seen.
There's no strategy, right? Because, I mean, doesn't it really just depend on how heavy you are and... I mean, what can you do? I mean, so if for anyone who doesn't know, there was this slide thing, and then they had a mat of sorts that they were on.
It was the information superhighway.
Yeah, and they're trying to, what, slide into somebody's DMs? I don't know. There's some crazy, like, social media
thing. They were on a icon of email, and they crossed a line, and that started the clock, and when it crossed the line again, they had to be as close to 8 seconds as possible.
And of course, Brett, you know, he's saying, oh, I see ones and zeros. You know, once again, saying that, you know, I'm a smart security analyst. Everybody, you know that about me. I'm not only hot, but I also know a lot about computers. Here I am decoding the ones and zeros, and I can tell you exactly what that says, everyone. Ugh. Anyway, and then, you know. I mean,
Alex,
he can decode me, baby. All right.
Yeah. You show him your ones and zeros, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, what did you think of the competition?
The competition was dumb. And it was like, because Bailey ended up winning, it was so anticlimactic because the whole time it was just like, oh, who's going to beat the perfect score? You know? So I don't know. It seemed like a waste. I'm sure production was pulling their hair out over that, but
yeah
it was boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was okay with her winning at first because again, she's not on my team, but I just have this thing again. I really pull for the underdogs, and I feel like that Faute alliance with Faisal and Bailey and Haley and whoever else is in that. I can't even remember now, but those folks, I feel like they're the underdogs at the moment, and I feel like the popular kids have too much power. So I kind of wanted it to get shaken up a little bit. But all the conversation tonight centered around, like, do we want to backdoor Scotty?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not that Scotty's a favorite and I want him to win or anything like that, but I think that would be a stupid move. Because Scotty has voted with I believe he's voted with that Faute alliance more than he's voted with the other one. So
I thought he was in that alliance.
Well, he thinks
so
he
does
is.
He.
I think he thinks that as well. Because like when after she won, they're all in the snack room or the storage room, like dancing around, and Scotty's in there with them. And then Bailey.
Didn't that break your heart? And Bailey's like, why is he here?
Yeah.
That's like when all the like nerds and theater kids in high school are sitting at a table and some poor slob comes over and they're like, oh, you can't sit here. That's even more heartbreaking because it's like, right? Come on, they're already the outcasts and now you're outcasting him? Ugh, just made me really dislike Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she...
Well, I think that all comes from him voting against Swaggy. And why the fuck did he... Pardon my language. Why did he tell Bailey he voted against Swaggy?
He's not very smart for that one. But here's the thing, though. Speaking of not very smart, Bailey acts... I was saying the adult in the room. Bailey acts like she's the adult in the room. Like, she's got everything together, and she's going to play a great game... But she's shown to have really poor judgment. Your boyfriend after the second sweet week was Swaggy C? I'd look at her with a side eye the whole rest of the game, be like, I don't know about you. You have poor judgment. Why would I team up with you?
And then them saying, well, nobody knew we were a couple. What do you mean? Everybody knew you were a couple.
Exactly.
So
exactly. Yeah, I don't right. The whole I mean, Scotty's not very smart. Even putting the bros up. It was a baller move, but I don't know that it really paid out in his favor, to be honest. He just messed up for the first day. He was like, I'm going to stick with Steve. And then,
yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he would become a player after he put them up. But ever since he put them up in his week as HOH, he's kind of gone back into the shadows again. I mean, maybe that's on purpose. I don't know. But
he's on your team, right, Adam?
No.
Yeah. He's on
Fatty's team.
He's on your team or mine?
He's on my team.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
And I should want him to go home this week because he's on Fatty's team. But I just think that would be a stupid move if they, you know, and I don't know because, okay, so we'll go ahead and say she nominated, she wishy-washed and talked to everyone. And basically everyone who went into her HOH room, she's like, are you going to be on my side? Are you going to promise to, you know, whatever. She was like kind of mean to everybody, kind of like Sam was. You know, if you don't want me to put you up.
I'm not going to be on your team at all. Put me up on the block and watch people vote the other person you put up. And you should know I'm not your team. Bye. Mm-hmm. Ugh. I would probably get voted off week one, but like I would not be able to handle that.
Oh, and I almost forgot. Well, the thing that irritated me the most about her little one-on-ones that Bailey had is Faisal goes in and tries to stick up for JC.
Mm-hmm.
And Bailey's like, hold on a minute. I'm not done talking. You don't need to be going with JC. You are on team Bailey and Haley. You are not on team JC. You got to be with us. And she was like all up in his face and like having her hand up and like all this stuff. I'm like, you settle down. I don't know.
I didn't like that either. And I'll tell you why. I didn't like that she derogatorily said, and you're going to choose to side with that little to, and then she's paused. And then she said it again, little Tasmanian devil. And I'm like, didn't you just have a whole conversation about how we're not going to use derogatory terms? And CBS had to put up a whole thing about that before the show. And now all of a sudden you're bringing up the fact that he's little in a demeaning kind of way. I didn't like that. I thought that was just an inappropriate thing to bring up in a rude way. So rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, she rubbed me the wrong way in that conversation with JC, because I felt like, and I said this on Twitter, I believe, or to someone, but I felt like her making a big deal out of the N-word, but then just so casually saying, you know, fag and midget, basically.
Yeah.
And then her excuse was, well, I was just repeating back what you had said. But, you know, he says the N-word and like it doesn't matter the context at all. It's just like, you can't say it, you know. And he was just trying to explain how hurtful those other two words were to him. And she was having none of that. Anyway, that's
just... The context and the source. You're looking at a person who's 5 feet tall, who is a minority in more ways than one. I don't know. And then the fact that this week she was so cavalier to throw around that you're going to side with that little. And I was like, really? Take a seat, Bailey. I'm sorry you're HOH, because I would not be able to just sit there and listen to you rant.
All right, now, Here's the big question of the evening. When Faisal went in to comfort JC, what the hell was in his nose?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. It looked like he cut himself shaving, kind of.
I mean, but it was on both nostrils. He had these little white things, and I'm like, what in the hell? I couldn't listen to what he and JC were talking about. I was trying to figure out what the hell was wrong with it. It was Joe in Dallas says it was blow. Okay.
Right. That sounds about right. You know who needed one of those was Tyler in week 1 and 2. He needed those for his bloody chin.
No,
see,
my God.
What was that?
That was so gross to me. I'm like, can't they put something, I don't know, edit that in post or something. I mean, seriously, I don't know what this is, but I mean, because that reminded me of, you know, people who, well, I don't know. I have seen on TV and other places that people who do a lot of meth, they will get scabs and bloody things on their face and whatever. It reminded me of that. You know what? You guys are going to have to keep talking because my battery is about to die on the computer that's recording us. So you guys keep talking. I forgot to plug it in. So keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. We'll keep talking.
I just
talking.
Thought it was interesting because you guys can't see this because it's not a video podcast. But as soon as we started talking about meth, Adam's like looking all around his room, getting all anxious. And I'm like,
he's got the shakes or something. Something's going on with him. The only thing I could just refer to would be popper nose, you know. Not that you would know what that is, Alex.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
no.
not.
No. Okay.
No, I did notice it, though. And I thought it was odd. But you have to remember, I mean, they have how many hours of footage? I mean, they can't explain everything.
Oh, I know. I know. And most of it is just sheer boredom.
Right.
I mean, it's just we only get to see the active parts.
Oh yeah, I watched last night on Pop TV the riveting TV of Brett, you know, shaving doing garlic, you know, on a cheese cutting board.
I can't
and
watch
I saw,
the Pop TV stuff.
Tyler eating a burrito and JC eating ice cream. The cameras.
You know, now, what did you think of the Faisal and JC? Spinoff show that they did tonight
was dumb, but I'd be doing the same thing if I was JC. And I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if I was into him, I'd be doing the same thing. I wouldn't be doing it to Faisal. I would choose Brett, but you know,
right? Hey, Brett, let's both shave together.
Yeah,
hey, Brett,
although it was cute though. I got to give it to CBS. I like the fact that they showed that there are two guys, one of whom is obviously straight. And that I like that Faisal is open enough to have the gay guy near him, not freaked out by it. Like it is 2018. That is positive to see on the TV.
Yes. And I mean, and he hugs JC more than JC hugs him, I would guess. So
yeah,
he's kind of his little play toy or whatever. I don't know. All right.
So we never said who actually got nominated. So Bailey ended up nominating Brett, Golden Boy Brett, who apparently everyone loves, and
except Adam
and Rachel. And I still think that she is planning on backdooring someone. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was Scotty, but we don't, I mean, they haven't let us know that.
But are we ready for the spoilers? By the way, Alex, do you like the spoilers?
I do like a spoiler. Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it on. Okay. But first.
Are we ready for the spoilers, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So power of veto, they choose. All right. So we have Brett and Rachel and Bailey. And the other three that are chosen are Tyler and JC and Sam.
All right.
Okay. So who do you think wins Power of Veto?
Tyler.
Without any kind of, it's hard to guess this, Fatty, because I don't know. No, we don't know what the game is. So
no,
I mean,
we don't know what it is. Who do you not want to win Power of Veto?
Sam.
Remind me who was playing again? It was
Bailey, Brett, what's her name? Rachel.
Indeed.
Well, I mean, she's just one of those. Oh, yeah. Who is that person over there again? Rachel, Sam, JC, and Tyler.
I don't want Brett to win.
Okay. Well, Tyler wins it.
I called that.
You did call it. The veto ceremony is tomorrow, Monday. And right now, Bailey does not want Tyler to use the power of veto.
But Tyler is not aligned with Bailey. She thinks he is, but he's not.
Well, she says you're not aligned with Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, so, you know, he has to use it.
Tyler's going to use the veto.
He has to.
That's why I picked his name immediately. He would fight so hard to use that veto. He's definitely going to use it.
All right. And here we go with another spoiler. Tyler says he's not going to use the power of veto unless Scotty is the replacement.
Mm. Well, okay, but wait. So wait a minute. That Bailey doesn't have a problem with that, I wouldn't think. And she doesn't want him to use the power of veto, I'm assuming. Well, I don't know. I mean, if she really did want to...
No, she said she does not want him to use it.
So, well, because I had thought she might be thinking of a back door. So that seems to be fine. Like, for Bailey, because if she doesn't want him to use it, mm-hmm. then she's fine saying, okay, fine, don't use it. You know, great. And then with him giving an ultimatum, I'll only use it if Scotty is the replacement. That doesn't make sense to me because Bailey, if she really doesn't want him to use it, there's no need for an ultimatum.
Yeah, but you know, it's never that easy, Adam. Right. Am I right, Alex?
You're right about that. They all have these little games and stuff, but I think it's going to stay like it is. And I think it's bad news for my friend Brett this week.
I think he has to use it. Because he is the closest aligned with level 6, level 5. And those are the people he really seems to want to work with. Mm-hmm. And it's two level 5 folks on the block.
Who's left from level 5? It's Tyler, Rachel, Brett. And who are the other? It's Angela. Is that her name?
Angela, Casey.
Wait a minute. And the other thing is Rachel has gone nutso cuckoo now also. Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. I've got a ad here. I don't have the free version. It is Angela and Casey. Angela and Casey.
Oh, so she could put one of them up. I mean, not that Angela. Mm-hmm. Angela, I don't even know who she is. But, yeah, I mean, I know who she is. But
okay.
I just saw a photo of her. They could put Casey. Well, I think Bailey and Casey are actually pretty close.
If I were to have to predict, regardless of what you've said, Fatty, like, wow. I don't care about these conversations that are going on. I mean, I care, but I don't think they're going to be relevant. I think that Tyler takes Brett off.
Okay.
And
so he's showing his cards if he does that, though. Is it too early for him to show his cards?
I don't think so.
Well,
because
he's showing his cards either way.
He's going to be showing his cards no matter what he does. I mean, like, he's the one with the, you know, he has to choose. If he says, I'm not taking anyone off the block, then his alliance with level 5, level 6 is, I don't know if it's over, but it's certainly shaky. And then if he takes off Brett is like the big dog. That's who you would choose if you were going to take one of the two off, because they're going to be more forgiving about Rachel than they are about Brett, because Brett's kind of the big dog in the alliance, I would say.
I think you're showing your hand either way, though, because if you don't take one of them off, that's also showing your hand.
Right, so. Exactly. So
I think he's going to take Brett
off. You think he'll use it, Alex?
I think he's going to use it. Otherwise, I can't see why he would have won the veto contest.
Okay.
Unless it was like a dumb luck thing. Like, unless it's like a thing like Bailey won this HOH. Mm-hmm. I can't see him actually winning something unless he planned on using it.
Okay. And it, let's say a veto is used, who do you think the replacement will be?
Scotty. I think Tyler will convince Bailey because Tyler's good at convincing people. And Bailey is already on the edge about, on the fence about Scotty because of Swaggy. But I think that would be so stupid for Bailey's game to put Scotty up. I don't think she should put anyone who's a floater on the block who could, for their side, they need someone from level 5/level 6 to go home. So for her to put a floater up because of something that happened, 3 weeks ago, would be bad for their game.
Who do you think she'd put up, Alex?
I'm not entirely sure about Scotty, but he seems to make the most sense. The only other person that I think she could put up, which would be a real wild card, would be Sam. That'd be real interesting. Mm-hmm. Sam's not aligned on either side. She's well-liked. She apparently cleans a lot in the household, according to the After Darks. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
And cooks.
She could put Sam in there, though. And if she put Sam, that would be pretty interesting.
She could, I think she...
Go ahead.
I think JC, Sam...
JC is who I think she'll put up.
Well, she might. But I think any of those. I think JC, Sam, and Scotty are all three bad choices. Because those are all folks that could side with her alliance.
Yeah.
I think she needs to pick someone, honestly, well, Tyler won the veto, but I mean, if you want to make a really big move some week, put Tyler on there. But no, she needs to pick someone else from level 5 for her game.
Right.
She probably won't do that, but that would the smartest move would either be leave it the same or put, I don't know, Angela. Someone else.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Angela and Rachel, it's like,
Who cares?
It's a mirror. I mean, neither one of them have done anything.
Production would be thrilled. They'd be like, "Oh, great! Get rid of our casting mistake."
Right. Just terrible. So anyway, all right. So there you have it.
There you have it. So contest. We'll just quickly. So, Alex, do you want to tell us who is on your team?
Yeah, I've been probably dropping hints throughout tonight's episode, but my team is Rockstar, JC, Casey, and Brett.
All right. So you went for the LGBT folks.
Of course. I have to support my LGBTQ brothers and sisters. So that's Casey and JC. And I just think, if you live your life as a gay person, you're going to be somebody who knows how to fight. So... put them up.
And I have something to say about KC. Mm. I think she made the comment. I read it somewhere on the app and I think KC said it. If Swaggy had not been in the house, KC and Bailey would have put a move on Bailey.
I could see that. I could see that. Bailey is beautiful. As much as I disagree with some of the things she said, I think she's a very beautiful woman. So let the record show that. So Casey would be smart to do that.
So anyway, I found that. Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be interesting? Okay.
So do you have any, so have you been keeping up with the points for yourself? Do you have any negative and or positive?
No, I've been waiting for you, Adam, to put this up on the website so that it could be the mathematical equation could be done for me. So
don't hold your breath.
I'm a pianist, not a mathematician. Get that set up.
Well, okay. So right now I'm just keeping up with Fatty and I. So I will say, Fatty, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but since the last time we met, Faisal on your team won Power of Veto. And
he did.
So that gives you +5.
Okay.
So you are now at a score of 5.
Okay.
The HOH was Bailey is neither one of our team, so we didn't get any points for that.
Okay.
And now you said that Tyler won. So you will actually have 10 points.
Mhm.
But that, that spoiler hasn't happened yet.
Right.
On the game.
Exactly.
I still have -15.
Mm-hmm.
Womp womp.
And I did add JC to my team on the page, and I added a little section that says where we're getting our points from. So
now was Brett? Had we done the team thing when Brett went on the block with the bros?
Well, that was our first week, so we didn't get any. We didn't get anything from that.
I'm just thinking as far as Alex goes.
Oh, yeah. I would have lost a couple points for that, I think.
If you're on the block, it's -5.
That's not that bad. It
depends on when you started. Probably for next season.
I'm on the block, too. I'm screwed.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Rockstar was on the block, so we know you're at least -10.
That's
right. So you and Adam are doing equally as well.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll keep going on that. So, any other thoughts from either of you?
No, I just really loved being here and talking to both of you guys. I love both your podcasts, and as a newfound fan of Big Brother, this is really great. So thank you both for having me here. I really appreciate it.
And y'all, if you're wondering, you know, I've tried to send you over to Alex Lefebvre, alexlefebvremusic.com.
That's correct.
And the picture of him over there, y'all, he's much better looking in person.
Oh, so sweet. So. Yes, please, everybody follow me, alexlefebvremusic.com. It's L-E-F-E-V-R-E. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Venmo, at alefebvremusic. And yeah.
What was that? Wait a minute. What was that last one?
Venmo. In case we want to send you some
money.
They
want to give me a dollar or something. They're like, oh, I loved you on the Big Brother podcast on But First. I want to give you a dollar. It was so good. You can go to my Venmo at alexlefebvremusic.
Okay, I don't know what that is. That must be like the PayPal or something.
It's owned by PayPal. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
there you have it.
Well,
these kids nowadays. So, Alex, thank you so much for being with us. It's been an absolute delight, and we hope you'll come back before the season's over.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys can find us at buttfirstpodcast.com, where you can fill out the contact form. Is there anything else you wanted to say, Fatty?
We didn't have any e-letters this week.
Yeah, I know. Next time.
Okay.
Well, for now,
that's all right.
Let's eavesdrop on the house guests from outside the Big Brother house. I'm Adam. Have a good night, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.